Well, Baudelaires, are you feeling better?
The children stood for a moment and looked up at their guardian. They noticed that he had a half-eaten salmon puff in his hand, even though he had told the siblings that he didn't like salmon. Jerome had probably not wanted to argue with the waiters in the salmon costumes either. The Baudelaires looked at him and then looked at one another. They did not feel better at all. They knew that Jerome would not want to argue with them if they told him once more about Gunther's true identity. He would not want to argue with Esme if they told him about her part in the treacherous scheme. And he would not want to argue with Gunther if they told him that the Quagmires were trapped inside one of the items at the inn auction. The Baudelaires did not feel better at all, as they realized that the only person who could help them was someone who could be knocked over with a feather.
Menrolf,
Sonny said.
Menrolf, Jerome repeated, smiling down at the littlest Baudelaire. What does Menrolf mean?
I'll tell you what it means, Klaus said, thinking quickly. Perhaps there was a way to have Jerome help them without making him argue with anyone. It means, would you do us a favor, Jerome?
Violet and Sonny looked at their brother curiously. Menrolf didn't mean, would you do us a favor, Jerome, and Klaus most certainly knew it. Menrolf meant something more like, should we try to tell Jerome about Gunther and Esme and the Quagmire triplets? But the sisters kept quiet, knowing that Klaus must have a good reason to lie to his guardian.
Of course I'll do you a favor, Jerome said. What is it?
My sisters and I would really like to own one of the lots at this auction, Klaus said. We were wondering if you might buy it for us, as a gift.
I suppose so, Jerome said. I didn't know you three were interested in inn items.
Oh, yes, Violet said, understanding at once what Klaus was up to. We're very anxious to own lot number 50, VFD.
VFD? Jerome asked. What does that stand for?
It's a surprise, Klaus said quickly. Would you bid for it?
If it's very important to you, Jerome said, I suppose I will. But I don't want you to get spoiled. You certainly arrived in time. It looks like Gunther is just finishing the bidding on those ballet shoes, so we're coming right up to lot number 50. Let's go watch the auction from where I was standing. There's an excellent view of the stage, and there's a friend of yours standing with me.
A friend of ours? Violet asked.
You'll see, Jerome said, and they did see.
When they followed Jerome across the enormous room to watch the auction underneath the inn banner, they found Mr. Poe, holding a glass of parsley soda and coughing into his white handkerchief.
You could knock me over with a feather, Mr. Poe said, when he was done coughing. What are you Baudelaires doing here?
What are you doing here? Klaus asked. You told us you would be on a helicopter ride to a mountain peak. Mr. Poe paused to cough into his white handkerchief again.
The reports about the mountain peak turned out to be false, Mr. Poe said, when the coughing fit had passed. I now know for certain that the Quagmire twins are being forced to work at a glue factory nearby. I'm heading over there later, but I wanted to stop by the inn auction. Now that I'm vice president in charge of orphan affairs, I'm making more money, and my wife wanted to see if I could buy a bit of ocean decoration.
But, Violet started to say, but Mr. Poe shushed her.
Shush, he said. Gunther is beginning lot number 48, and that's what I want to bid on.
Please? Lot number 48, Gunther announced.